Today, we are doing a lot of stuff that is traditional. A lot of things that we do, that we've done for years and years and years. This weekend, what is this weekend?
July 4th.
July 4th, okay. And what are some of the things we do for July 4th?
Fireworks.
Fireworks, yes. What else? Oh, we have picnics.
Roasted marshmallows.
Oh, yes. And s'mores.
And I did sparklers.
Oh, yes. And that's things that we traditionally do, okay? And why do we do this on the 4th of July? What is one of the reasons?
The reason that we celebrate 4th of July, I think it's because... I forget.
Independence Day. It's Independence Day. It's our freedom. Our forefathers fought for our freedom. They wrote a real nice little booklet, and everybody signed it. And when they signed it, they did a lot of things that they would not be able to do. But they did that as tradition in our church. Is there any other traditions that we do? You know, what else do we do? There are traditions. Yes. And what else? We're having communion today. It's the first Sunday of the month. We traditionally have communion. And that's because it's something that Jesus taught us what to do, right? Yes. So we have a lot of traditions in the church that we do all the time and we keep up. And we do this so that we don't forget. And that's the reason why we do this. That's the reason why we have communion. That's the reason why we celebrate the 4th of July. And there's all kinds of other things that we do in this church so that we don't forget where we came from and how we started. Okay? Bow your hands. Heavenly Father, thank you for today and tomorrow. And thank you for everyone who was here before us, who was able to lead us and guide us and direct us. In your name we pray. Amen.